Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For your listening pleasure, makers of White King Granulated bring you Chandu, the magician. But before we continue our story of romance, intrigue, and high adventure, we'd like to have a word with you about your times-a-day job of washing dishes. When you wash your dishes tonight, we wash them in rich, thick White King soap suds. For if you are one among many thousands who prefer soap suds in your dishpan, we'd like to remind you that King is a grand hand soap. Those wonderful White King soap suds stand up rich and thick in water that is comfortable and kind to your hands. Yes, indeed. White King suds are so gentle, they are for pretty hands or dishes. You'll say, I love White King, because nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. And listen, when you buy White King at your grocer's, be sure to save those box tops, won't you? Because he knows the sinister Roxor believes, against his will, in the power of magic, Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, is posing as Fuad, an Egyptian sorcerer. In Cairo, with the help of Princess Naji, Chandler has tricked Roxor into disclosing that his secret hiding place, long a prison to Robert Regent, is in a ruin near Algiers. Now the following evening, and Dorothy Regent is in her room in Naji's home. Piled about her is a confusion of half-packed luggage. Chandu, the magician.
Betty, have you seen my blue scarf? I can't find it anywhere.
You passed it, Mother. You put it in your steamer trunk with your silk suit. Don't you remember?
Oh, yes, of course I did. Are your things all packed?
Uh-huh, and so are Bob's. Oh, won't it be wonderful to see Daddy? He won't know Bob and me, though.
Who won't, Dad?
Yes. It won't take you long to get acquainted again, though. Oh, where did I put that perfume?
It's in your hand.
What?
The right hand. This one.
Oh.
It seems funny to have you all excited, Mother.
We don't even know when we're going yet.
Oh, of course we do, Bob.
Roxor hasn't told Uncle Frank where he's got Dad, has he? All he said was a ruin near Algiers.
Well, I'm going to be all ready whenever we go. We might have to catch a plane with no notice at all. Help me close this, will you, Bob?
Sure. Sure got enough stuff in there.
Yeah. Well, that's one more finished. I wonder if Uncle Frank's packed.
Yes, hours ago, Doc.
Oh. Frank, for heaven's sake.
Gee. Mother and I haven't seen you in your sorcerer's clothes before. You look sensational.
Well, not too sensational, I hope. I'm going to change in a minute.
That beard's real sharp.
When are we going? Did he tell you where Robert is?
I haven't seen Roxor, Dot.
But you've been gone all day.
I've been with Abdullah, waiting for Roxor to send for me.
But why?
Well, I couldn't go to him unless he did. He might begin to wonder why I was so anxious.
Well, if Roxor needs that formula of Robert so badly, I should think he'd want to get started.
He does. But he's sure he'll get the formula now. He's probably been sending code messages to his agents.
We thought we might be leaving for Algiers tomorrow, Uncle Frank.
We still may, Betty. Well, I'll go and get out of these clothes. Oh, was there any mail for me?
All the mail's there on the dressing table. We haven't looked at it since Hoster brought it up.
Oh, I'll get it, Uncle Frank. Oh, here's one for you. Well, that's all there is. No fan mail.
No what?
Didn't you ever hear of fan mail in India? It's letters people write to movie stars. Oh, Uncle Frank, what's the matter?
Darling, you know better than to ask questions about personal mail.
I'm sorry.
Oh, dear, I was going to pack this dress and wear the...
Dot, I'm sorry. It looks as if we won't be going to Algiers just yet.
Won't be? Why not?
This letter. It's the one I've been expecting for days. You remember.
Doesn't need to keep us here. What if you'd been gone when it came?
Even had I been in Algiers, I'd have had to come back.
Well, go back where, Uncle Frank?
Well, all the arrangements had been made to meet in Paris. Something's happened, and they've been changed now.
Well, who do you have to meet?
Several men who are in the same work I am.
Gee. Well, whoever it is, it can't be more important than finding Robert.
Well, it's not to me personally, Doc. You know that. But I'll have to go.
Oh, Frank, you can't. You've gone to all this trouble and risked your life to convince Roxor you're this sorcerer, Puad. When he sends for you and you don't come, he'll know it was only a trick. It'll all be for nothing. We'll never find Robert.
I'll only be away a day or so, Doc. If Roxor wants to see me, tell him, Della. Tell him to say Fuad's ill.
Oh, Mother, darling. I can't bear to have you cry.
Where is it you're going, Frank?
To Malta.
Malta? Gosh, I didn't think there was anything there but ruins after the pounding you took in the war.
At any rate, that's where I'm meeting the others. At the governor's residence.
Gee.
But remember now, not a word about this to anybody.
We don't know anybody to tell. When are you taking off?
As soon as I can change my clothes and get to the airport. I'll leave by the river gate just in case Roxor has a man posted in the street.
I'll come with you and see you off.
No. No, you must all stay here.
Oh, only one day. And we might have found Robert. Well, goodbye, Frank.
You know I'll be back as soon as I can.
Bye, Uncle Frank.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mother. Let's go on and pack anyway. We're still going.
Yeah, Mom. Well, I'm going to see if there is anybody down there watching.
Oh, Mother. It's not as bad as if Daddy was expecting us every minute and we didn't come.
I know it isn't, dear.
Hey, come here and look.
Now what?
Well, it's just some Arab musicians, Mom. See them? They're just wandering along the street.
Oh, come away from the window, Bob. Pull the curtain.
Oh, no, please, Mother. What if they are Roxor spies? They can't hurt us up here. Can't we listen?
Oh, they're right under the window. Well, all right. But come over here, Bob, where you can't be seen from outside. You too, Betty.
In my garden, jasmine flower, where the perfumed fountains thrill, see thy lover's arms await thee. Come, my heart with rapture fill. Where thy lightest footsteps fly, blossoms spring to greet thee, love. Night is fragrant with thy laughter. Come to me, my sweet white dove.
Oh, isn't it lovely, Mother?
I've heard that song somewhere before.
So have I. It's like a serenade.
Thou art fair, my sweet delight. Thou art lovely as the dawn. Hands like lilies in the moonlight. Eyes like stars when day is gone. Silken hair like raven's wings. Lips like precious crimson wine. Always am I in thy spell, love, living but to make thee mine.
Oh, we ought to throw some money, don't you think?
Oh, no, Bob, he wouldn't like that at all.
Oh, for Pete's sake, that's the way he makes his living.
Oh, no, it's not. Didn't you recognize his voice? It was Abdallah.
Look here, Chandler. You won't want to go over all this twice. Suppose we wait till the others come.
Well, on the other hand, they're overdue now. Suppose something's happened and they don't come. At least one of us besides me should know what I found out. Are you sure the others received your letters?
I've had replies from three of them. The new member, no. But I'm reasonably
sure. Well, I thought
there
never were more than five in the inner council.
Well, you should have been notified, of course. But we haven't liked to send anything of great importance to you in Egypt, since you told us that your mail was being tampered with.
Yes, I see. Well, I'll go on. This man Roxor is the one we've been after. The brains of the whole scheme.
Impossible. We've always understood the headquarters of the organization to be somewhere in Europe.
Well, maybe. But I've met Roxor in Cairo.
You actually met him?
And some of his men as well.
Bless my soul.
He's the one who's perfected the huge network of agents all over the world. He means to conquer every nation on Earth. Make no mistake about that. All he's waiting for now is the Regent formula.
So you said. But what's the formula for?
It's a secret process for something deadly. That's all I know.
Think of it. Again, the nations of the world drawn up against one madman.
That's just what it amounts to.
Chandler, do you suppose by the wildest chance he could be Adolf Hitler?
Well, he doesn't look in the least like Hitler. He's heavily built, with iron gray hair. His face is heavy, with little eyes that glitter like those of a snake.
Mm. Charming fellow. Definitely not Hitler, though. Mm. Even plastic surgery could hardly accomplish that, you think?
Hardly. He told me he expects to destroy civilization as we know it, and then create a new one. A world of slaves.
He told you? Knowing who you are?
Well, not exactly. I've succeeded in getting in with him under an assumed personality.
Good heavens.
If everything goes well, I'll get the names of all his agents and everything else we need to know.
I can see why you're anxious to return to Cairo. So this is the man Najee referred to.
Najee?
She said his shadow stretches over the world like that of a great black bat. Somewhat fanciful, but true.
You can't mean Najee's our sixth member.
I thought I told you.
Oh, we can't let a woman become involved with us, Blackburn.
As a matter of fact, I thought she might have told you herself. But of course, she's extremely discreet.
She knew I wouldn't have listened to it for a moment. Or you'll have to reconsider.
It's too late, Chandler. She's on her way here now.
But, Blackburn, yes, you must see that...
What's that? That sound?
It's an occult message for me.
Chandler, you can't be serious. Oh, this is one of your Indian tricks. Oh, extremely successful, though. I feel a most unpleasant chill.
Be quiet, please. Yes, my teacher. I hear. This is just what I was afraid of, Blackburn.
What is it, Chandler? This uncanny...
Hodge's life is in danger. Now, I'll have to go back to Cairo at once.
Now, before we say goodnight for Chandu the magician, may we take just a moment for another word about White King granulated soap. Perhaps you have recently had the pleasure of installing a brand new washing machine in your home. If you have, be sure. And remember, that washing machine can work any better than the soap you use. We hope that your soap is White King, the first soap ever invented for washing machine use. Always a good soap. Today, White King is best a their soap for any washer, new or old. A White King's creamy suds wash goes cleaner than ever, faster than ever. Wash off surface dirt and wash out hidden dirt. So no matter what type or brand of washing machine you choose, may we remind you that nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap quite like White King. That's why we know you will love White King. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.